That's right. You know what time it is now. It's time for Snabbabanan International.
Välkommen till historiens första Snabbbanan International. Vi har idag besök av Nadine Day som är chef för US Masters Swimming. Internetlinan var jäkligt dålig, vilket innebär att ljudkvaliteten är inte speciellt bra. Däremot är innehållet väldigt bra. Så vänligen ha överseende med ljudkvaliteten och enjoy the show.
Welcome, Nadine Day, to our podcast. And first of all, I'd like to know what your role is with US Masters Swimming and maybe also short background of your swimming career, your swimming history.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very honored to be able to talk about Masters Swimming. I am the current president of United States Masters Swimming. I was elected in 2011. I swam as a youth in Hawaii and Guam. And I swam a little in college and started swimming, master swimming in 2001.
And what brought you back to swimming after your career as a young adult and a youth?
Actually, I was coaching high school swimming in the U.S. and one of my swimmers was injured. I'm a physiotherapist by profession. I had to do therapy with her. She fractured her pelvis in a car accident. Her goal was to get back into swimming, and she challenged me to get back into swimming also. So we basically got back in the water together, and she was able to compete her senior year in high school.
Okay, great. I'll come back to your swimming as of right now also. But first, let's start a little bit to give a background of what U.S. Masters Swimming is. And is that part of U.S. Swimming Federation, or how is that relationship?
United States Masters Swimming is a separate NGB, a national governing body from USA Swimming. So it's not part of USA Swimming.
And do you have staff in the organization for US Masters Swimming that are paid? Because I guess you, in your role, you're volunteer basis as a president, but you also have staff that are there to promote US Masters Swimming?
Oh, yes. Our organization in 2007 decided to invest in an executive director. We hired our first executive director who stayed with us a year or so. And then we hired Rob Butcher, our current executive director, in 2008. In 2008, we had three employees that worked full-time for USMS. And currently in 2015, we have 13 full-time employees, international office in Sarasota, Florida.
And how do you fund the organization?
Our funding comes majority from our membership dues. That accounts for 72% of our revenue, which is approximately $2.3 million.
Okay.
In addition, we have 16%, $500,000 in sponsorships. We host educational programs. We have a coach's certification, adult learning swimming certification, and that accounts for 7%. And then we host events that we get a surcharge fee is 3% of our revenue.
Right. And how much is the membership for a master swimmer?
Our national dues are $37 annually, U.S., which is a very small amount, but we have 62,000 members, so that adds up.
Right. And how is the development of the number of members during the last years? Growing, declining, or steady?
We've been growing approximately 4% annually. We continue to grow. Right now, our outreach are for returning members of our organization that left our organization in the past. We're encouraging them to grow, come back and join our organization. We have probably only a 7% growth in new members per year, but our retention rate, remarkably, is 74%.
And do you see, because in Sweden, we have, during the last 5-7 years, there's been a huge increase in number of people wanting to learn how to swim. Do you see, swim freestyle faster and do open water swims and so on. Do you see anything like that in the U.S. as well when it comes to masters or adult swimming?
Yes. Well, we started an initiative last year called April and designated the April month as Adult Learn to Swim. And we offer grants to adult learn to swim programs throughout the United States. With that, we, our mission is to promote health, wellness, and fitness and competition through swimming. And part of that is the learn to swim. And as people get better in swimming, they want to be more efficient. So our big thing is promoting swimming at all levels. People who compete are still learning to swim because they want to be efficient. So our job is to keep teaching people.
Right. Of the 62,000 members you have, how many of those go on to actually compete at any kind of meet and also, for example, at your national championships?
We actually took a survey last year, and it's consistent. What we found out was 45% of our membership of the 62,000 compete. And how we defined that was just one competition annually. So they can swim in a local meet to a national meet to an international meet. It's just one event. We have 40% of our members define themselves as open water swimmers, 33% as triathletes, 8% as learn to swim. And that 8% is 5,000 members of our organization define themselves as learning to swim, adults that are learning to swim freestyle or just even for safety. 76% of our members join for the health and fitness benefits.
And when someone starts, want to start to learn how to swim or swim faster, doing some competition and so on, how does it normally work in the U.S. when you start out? Where do you go?
We have 700 to 800 clubs throughout the United States. And we also have workout groups that are 600 to 700. These workout groups are part of clubs. Our national office has a club and coach services, and you can call our national office and find out where the club is closest to your location, and they'll help you get in touch with that club. Once you get to the club, it's a lot has to do with the coach and the type of club it is. Most clubs cater to people that know how to swim at least a 25, but with our new initiative of Adult Learn to Swim, more and more clubs are reaching out and teaching adults how to swim to compete. And in our meets, we're yards. So swimming 25 yards is less intimidating than swimming 50 meters. Yep. And we have competitions in the United States that offer 25-yard competitions. I host a local meet that has 60 swimmers or so, and I call it a beginner meet. We have three stroke. I do a coaching on the side and help them with their strokes and techniques. But we have 25s, 50s, and 100s. So it depends on what skill level you are. Some people just swim all the breaststroke events because that's the only event that they don't know how to swim. So they swim 25 breasts, 50 breasts, and 100 breasts. And that's it. They're done. Or they can swim 25s of strokes that they don't know how to swim to see if they can make it across the pool. So we try to cater to all levels of swimming in all aspects, from coaching to practices to competition. And we try to meet the needs of all our athletes. We have pool events. We have open water events. We have what we call postal swims, where people can do their events if they can't travel. They can do an event at their home pool, have somebody count their laps and time them, and then they submit it for an event.
And is the normal, the swim clubs, the 700 to 800 swim clubs, are they swim clubs that cater for everything from, you know, kids to normal athletes to master swimmers? Or do you also have special swim clubs that only do masters? Or do you have swim clubs that don't want to cater to masters?
Well, in the United States, U.S. Master Swimming caters basically to masters only. We do have a partnership with USA Swimming, which is the kids program. And it depends on the kids programs because we struggle with pool availability. Time is, in essence, especially as a master swimmer, that one majority of them have other obligations and only have limited amount of time to swim. But we do have elite USA Swimming clubs that have a master's program. So they might have a kids learn to swim. Then they have the beginner group, then they have the junior national swimmers, then they have the senior national swimmers, and then they have a master's adult program. And there are quite a few teams across the United States that have that. Then we have just master's swimming programs throughout the United States. And those are the 700 clubs for adults only. And we actually, USMS pays 7 coaches to write a variety of workouts online annually. And that's part of the membership benefit that they pay annually for them.
Okay, I understand. And for you mentioned that one third, I think, or something like that, of the members are triathletes. Do you see that as a growing or consistent level of people in your programs?
I think it'll start to grow as triathlon becomes more popular, in the sense that swimming is a one third of the event of a triathlon. You have swimming, biking, and running. If you actually think about it, who are the experts in adult swimming, master swimming? So you would hope if the triathlete wants to become more efficient in swimming, they would seek out a master's program, because we value our coaches in the United States. We feel we've invested a lot of money into coaches certification and making sure that the coaches on deck are educated, are, you know, constantly learning the new techniques, constantly updated, and what's best for the adult athlete. Adults have different needs. Our focus is strictly the adult population. And as triathlon, open water swimming becomes more popular, we want to make sure that we can address the needs of those populations too.
Vi bryter in för ett kort reklamavbrott. Snabbbanan rekommenderar lagkassen för dig som vill tjäna extra pengar till skolklassen, idrottslaget eller hela föreningen. Prata med lagkassen, ett hett tips. Åter till Nadine Day och Snabbbanan International.
You're listening to Snabbbanan International.
What do you think are the specifics for adult swimmers or master swimmers in terms of training?
I think, in my opinion, I'm a physiotherapist, you call me, that a lot has to do with the recovery time as adults. We can't pound in a lot of the yardage. Where, you know, we need some recovery instead of training every day, or being selective in training fast sprints one day and then going distance endurance. It just depends on the type of swimmer, the type of event you're going to swim. And my feeling is everybody is not built the same way. We have, you know, there are tall swimmers, short swimmers, upper body swimmers, what I call kick-driven swimmers. So some people can't float. That's, you know, you can't force everybody to float. Their center of buoyancy is really off, and their legs just sink and they're like a rock. So you can address those types of things with swimmers. And as adults, nutrition is a big impact on swimming. For adults, we have an underlying fear. We, as kids, you just do what your coach says. As adults, we tend to analyze everything. We tend to want to know what is the best out there. We want to buy the best. We want the best for our, you know, our kids and things like that. But at the same time, it has to fit your body type and what you're capable of doing.
Do you think that there's an issue then, talking about this, to have a regular, let's say, swim club that's used to coaching, you know, high school or college, and then you take a coach from that environment and you put him or her into coaching master swimmers?
No, because I think the coach can adapt. It's adaptability of the coach, and how successful a coach is how well they can adapt to the environment. I have swimmers, I coach on deck. That's one of the things that I also do. And I have swimmers who can't even make 25 yards. I have them stop at the halfway point. But then I have people that are doing Ironman competitions. Then I have people that are going to USMS national competitions. So you just have to be adaptive in regards to the swimmer's needs. And it's not just about pounding yardage and getting the yardage out for every single person. Everybody in that program has different goals, and it's the coach's responsibility to understand the needs and the goals of their swimmers, similar to like college. You had goals in college, you have goals as a child, that's why you're actually swimming. Because when you're swimming as a youngster in college, it's about more about competition, because that's why you're swimming. It's not so much about the fitness aspect. As adults, we need an outlet for social aspect, fitness aspect. And competition is a goal, and it helps us become motivated to swim faster and more efficient.
When it comes to coaching the masters, you mentioned that you have 7 coaches that are paid to write workouts, swim workouts. Do they also write recommendations or workouts for dry land?
We don't have that right now. We have done some workshop presentations on shoulder stability, and health was the focus on it.
And how do you, in your experience as a coach, what would you recommend for a master swimming that maybe has to, you know, can work out 4 or 5 times per week? How important is it to have some kind of non-swimming workout?
I think it's very important, just because the fact of we live on land. So we need to do what I call gravity-based workouts for their joints, their healthy joints, and to have gravity versus being in the water where you have buoyancy. So you don't have the effect of gravity. Our joints need gravity to help keep it healthy. So doing a land base in that sense is very important as you go through the aging process.
You are a master swimmer yourself. What is your goal with your master swimming career, if put it that way?
My goal is to outlast everybody in my age group. No, I would love to be one of those 90-year-olds still swimming that come to meets and stay active. A lifelong passion of mine, and I enjoy swimming. And that's why actually I became president, is to give back to the sport of swimming. That was one of the motivations that I had as a volunteer, because it takes a lot of my time right now. My goal, once I'm done, is to actually be able to swim more and be in the water more, at least 3 times a week. I love the traveling aspect and the social aspect of seeing my friends all over the world.
And how much do you train right now swimming?
I try to get in 1-2 times a week. Like I said before, I coach. I have a full-time job. I'm a physiotherapist, private practice owner. I have a 5-year-old daughter. And
so your schedule is pretty full.
Organization, so it takes up a lot of my time.
And if you go back a little bit to the U.S. Master Swimming and competitions and so on, did you have a goal from U.S. Masters in terms of, okay, we want this many people going to international meets, we want to have this many medals or so on? Or what is the, do you have any specific numbers, goals like that?
Actually, as a national organization, we don't have specific goals in regards to attending meets and having so many medals. That's more of the elite USA Swimming's goal. Our goal is to increase our membership, provide services to our members, making our membership have some type of value, and making sure that we can meet those needs of our members. We do have national competitions. We have a spring competition and a summer competition. Spring competition is short course yards, like I said, which is more popular in the United States. And we have a couple thousand that attend. And then we have a summer nationals that's long course meters, and we have 50% of that attending. We're happy to get even 1,000 swimmers to that event. Usually it's around 600 to 800 swimmers. And you have to realize we're a 62,000-63,000 organization. Competition, we value it, but I think from our standpoint, we value just making sure adults stay fit and healthy through aquatics. If you look at our numbers because of what people participate in, it's not so much focused on the competition as much.
Right. And how do you see, because I've seen now that there's quite some active elite swimmers, you could call them, going into master swimming, like Anthony Irvin, Darren Townsend, and so on. And they're breaking records left and right, of course, because they're still, you know, working out 10 times per week or something like that. How is that perceived among master swimmers that maybe come from a different background and haven't swam for 10, 15 years?
Surprisingly enough, we just had our spring nationals 2 months ago, and we had Matt Grievers, who's going to be on our world championship team, and broke our national records there and the pool record there. And he was surprised. You know, he went there to support his wife, Annie Grievers. It was amazing that it was all these people came to watch them compete, and it makes our sport fun and cool and popular that they still want to swim with us. And it was very nice and gracious of Matt Grievers, Josh Davis, Anthony Irvin to take pictures with all these master swimmers that had a chance to meet him. They're very down to earth, and they're very respectful to our masters. They motivate the swimmers in regards to, look, they can do it. Yes, they're at a different training speed. Yes, they're breaking records and stuff, but it's about participation. I think that they get to see those swimmers enjoy something that they're doing, you know, and to see that camaraderie is great. They become, they become ambassadors of master swimming.
That's really good to hear. And do you have an example of a swim club or a program that does, you know, extraordinary well for masters? And what are some of the things that they focus on that you feel, okay, this is really working and, you know, getting more people involved and they get a bigger program?
I think bottom line, it goes back to the coach and what they can provide for the swimmers. a lot of the successful programs and bigger programs in the United States tend to offer more practices for their members. I know programs that have 20 practices a week where they have a morning practice, a mid-morning, a noon practice, afternoon and evening practice, weekend practices. But it really depends on that head coach and what people he can draw in to provide assistant coaching and provide opportunities for their members within the club. They also provide dry land opportunities. I know that a club in Indianapolis, who I actually swim for, they have Pilates, yoga, cycling, you know, so it's not just swimming. They're meeting the needs on all different levels. And they go from learn to swim to international competitive swimmers. In addition, they try to secure more pool times for their master swimmers if a pool is being built.
So is the biggest challenge then, is it to secure the pool space, finding the coaches that are committed, or finding actual people who are interested to swim?
I think the most important factor right now is pool time. And then the second one is finding that coach that is willing to be dedicated for their swimmers. Majority of the successful swimmers at all levels, even elite swimmers, their coaches are so dedicated to their swimmers, and they inspire their swimmers to do well. And that's right. How you get fast swimmers.
Good. And if we would be interviewing one master swimmer here, it doesn't matter if it's a fast or a slow or, you know, whatever, who would you recommend? Do you have anyone who'd be interesting to talk to?
I thought about that. Glad you're editing it. Because you can actually, you know, I think like even Matt Grievers or Nathan Adrian, if you want their aspect of master swimming. And Annie Grievers did a great article for Swimming World on Master Swimming. She competed in our Spring Nationals in San Antonio. You know, if you want the open water aspect, we have Dr. Jim Miller. He's on the FINA Sports Medicine, but he also does open water, and he was a past. Very inspiring.
So if someone wants to learn more about swimming from self-studies, YouTube, books, other type of media, do you have anything that you could recommend in terms of someone to listen to, read to, watch?
I like what I consider my top two are Swimming World and Swim. They tend to be on the cutting edge in regards to what's new out there, even, you know, the pros and cons of things, the new techniques. They also have a dry land component on both sites too.
Right.
So there's a lot of material out there. I mean, people are constantly writing books of different ideas. And I think taking a little bit, depending on what your needs are, is good, but not sticking with just one technique.
Good. Anything you want to add to our Swedish master swimmers?
No, I'm just so excited for the opportunity to promote masters in Sweden.
Thank you very much, Nadine.
You're very welcome. Thank you for promoting and joining.
Då tackar vi Nadine Day för det här inslaget som är det första i Snabbbanan International. Det kommer flera framöver. Vi vill också passa på att rekommendera lagkassen för er som är engagerade i en idrottsförening eller en skolklass och vill tjäna extra pengar. Prata med lagkassen så lovar de att se till att ni får snabba cash. Ses nästa vecka. Hej då!